You're listening to a podcast from Victory. Jesus is the source of all life, and he came to earth to bring us life. Learn more about this truth in week two of our series, In Time.
Magandang araw po sa ating lahat, and we just want to welcome you to our online worship service. And babatiin ko na po kayo ngayon ng isang maligayang Pasko, no, at isang manigong bagong taon, no. 12 araw na lang po at tayo ay magpapasko na, no. Ngayong mga panahon po na to, napakasarap po makinig ng mga classic Christian songs, no. And habang nakikinig po tayo ng mga Christmas songs, it just bring a different kind of joy and expectation. It just basically lifts the atmosphere. Whether nakikinig po ako dito sa bahay, pala ako sa bahay, dito sa center or sa bahay namin, no? At kapag nagpapatugtog po tayo ng Christmas song, I just find myself singing with the song, humming the song, going with the beat of the music. Why? Because it is still the most wonderful time of the year, no? Ang simoy po ng hangin ngayon, napakalamig na, no? At alam po natin na talagang napakalapit na po talaga ng Pasko. Marami pong mga pagbabago sa pagdiriwang ng okasyon na to, from big family to just immediate family, from face-to-face Christmas parties to virtual Christmas parties, from mall shopping to online shopping. But ang isang katotohanan po na hindi magbabago magpakailan pa man, Christ was born. Ipinanganak po si Jesus. Okay? Christ came. God became man in Jesus Christ. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Our Savior came into this world and saved us to be with us. And I believe that is enough reason for us to celebrate, enough reason for us to be thankful and grateful to God. You see, Jesus is still the reason for the season. Kaya nga po sabi sa Matthew 1:23, no, behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. God is with us today, and he will not leave us nor forsake us. And that's why we could still celebrate Christmas 2020. At ngayon po, no, nasa week 2 na po tayo ng ating series In Time. And in spite of everything that we have been going through this 2020, you know what? This is still worth celebrating. This is still worth celebrating. That even though the way we will celebrate will be different in our homes, in our churches, we can have hope because we know that the Savior of the world came for us in time, bringing life and light to His people. At ito po ang titingnan natin, ano? And so I would be reading from John 1, verses 1 to 4. Sabi po dito, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of man. Let's just pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you that you came down here on earth, that you became man. Thank you, Lord, that you have come down to be with your people, to save us and to deliver us. Lord, would you help us to know more of who you are, even as we study your word. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Just to give us a background, no? While most of the narratives or of the story of the birth of Christ can be seen in the synoptic gospels, ano, ito po yung Matthew, Mark, Luke, they present the life of Jesus in pretty much the same format, no? The first three gospels basically focus more on what Jesus taught and what Jesus did, while the gospel of John focus more on who Jesus is. You see, John is a gospel written for a specific purpose, and that is that we might believe in Christ. You see, the gospel of John is a beloved gospel because of its paradoxical combination of both simplicity and depth. No? John was called, okay, this gospel has been called a pool in which a child may wade and an elephant may swim. No? So, ganun po yung, grabe yung extent, no, ng gospel of John. Erdman says, its stories are so simple that even a child would love them, but its statements are so profound that no philosopher can fathom them. And the Gospel of John starts with a prologue, and part of that is what we read. And this is not just an introduction, but a summation of the book. And in this prologue, John introduces us to this child in a manger. What child is this? Yan po yung katanungan na sasagutin natin based on the text that we read. And so makikita po natin dito that Jesus is the eternal God. Jesus is the eternal God. John 1:1-2 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God." Again, napag-aralan po natin last week that the Word here pertains to Jesus. John 1:14 says, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us." And so in the beginning was Jesus, and Jesus was with God, and Jesus was God, and Jesus was in the beginning with God. And so clearly it is says that Jesus is the eternal God. He was in the beginning with God. Co-existent with the Father. Yes, Jesus was born here on earth in Bethlehem, but that was not his beginning. Jesus being born through Mary was the beginning of his human life. But in the beginning, he was already who he is. In the beginning was the Word. Before time even began and existed, in the eternity past, Jesus was there already. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Why? Because Jesus, that baby in the manger, he was the eternal God. The baby in the swaddling clothes was the eternal God in human flesh. And the Word was God. And no wonder, when the Magi visited Jesus, ano po yung ginawa nila? No? In Matthew 2:10-11, makikita po natin yung story ng Magi. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy, no? Grabe, nag-rejoice sila, exceedingly great joy. Ganun talaga yung tuwang-tuwa po sila, no? And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary and his mother, and they fell down. They fell down and worshiped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. What child is this? That wise man from the east has come to worship him. Who's this child? Jesus, that baby in the manger. He is the eternal God. Not only that, Jesus is the creator of all things. Okay, John 1:3, all things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. And so we're answering the question, what child he is, not only he is the eternal God, that child in a manger was the creator of all things. The Word created all things that were created. Nilikha ang lahat ng mga bagay sa pamamagitan niya at kung wala siya, walang anumang nilikha. Not only did Jesus created all things, He sustains and upholds all things. Kung wala siya, walang anumang nilikha. And so Jesus, the creator and originator of all things, is essential to His creation. He keeps it going. He holds it in existence. Jesus holds all things together. Kaya nga po sabi sa Hebrews 1:3, no? The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of His being, sustaining all things by what? By His powerful Word. The whole creation, the sun, the moon, the stars, the entire universe, and everything in it, it is being upheld, not by gravity, but it is being upheld by God Himself, sustaining all things by Himself. You see, Jesus is essential to His creation. Why? He made them. Not only that, Jesus is essential to us. Why? Because He made us. And that's why we cannot forgo and forget Jesus. We cannot. We need Jesus in our lives. We are held together here this morning by His Word and by His power. We need Jesus in our lives. That's why we do not fall apart. And that's why the world has not fallen apart in spite of this pandemic. Something holds us together, and that is because of Christ. Jesus is holding us together, sustaining us all, even in the midst of this crisis. And that is enough reason to be grateful and to be thankful. Nabasa ko po yung YouVersion. Ano? Yung YouVersion, ito po yung Bible app no, na ginagamit natin sa ating mga mobile devices, sa ating mga gadgets. And ito po yung report nila for 2020. No? Sabi po nila, months before the pandemic began, God was already at work in our world. Only He knew that COVID-19 restrictions would require the global church to find digital ways to seek Him daily in community. And so 2020 has been full of unprecedented times, they said. And that is true. But we've also seen God move in unprecedented ways. And sabi po nila, this year, the amount of people turning to God and His Word increased, no? Ang total Bible app installation, no, total, no, since they launched it, is 450 million. But out of that, 52 million Bibles were installed in the gadgets of people in the whole wide world just this year. 52 million, mga kapatid. Hindi lang yan, no? 22.4 million Bible app for kids installs in 2020. And so kung tototalin po natin yan, that is 74.4 million Bible app installation, whether that would be for adults or that would be for kids, just for 2020. And so God is just definitely using this pandemic so people can find sustenance in God's Word. Jesus, what child is this? That child in the manger was the creator and sustainer of all things. And not only that, Jesus is the source of all life. Jesus is the source of all life. John 1:4, in Him was life, and the life was the light of men. While today, no, we could put anything on blank is life. No? Ano po ba yung mga pwede nyong ilagay dyan sa blank is life? Probably, some of you would put there, you can type it on the comment section below, kilay is life. No? Maybe for some, they would say, work is life. Yung iba, love is life, no? Kahit walang love life. Okay? Then nag-pandemic, nag-quarantine. Ano na po ang pwede nating ilagay diyan? Netflix is life. Internet is life. GCash is lifer, no? Hindi na lifer, no? Ito pa isa, ube cheese pandesal is life. Gardening is life. And now, vaccine is life. But the truth of the matter is, Jesus is life. Jesus is life. In Him was life. Jesus is the source of all life. Life always and only belongs to the Lord. We derive life from God, but only God possesses life in Himself, life without beginning or end. Only the Lord has self-existent life, and therefore only He can impart and share life to us. You see, a scientist can analyze what elements make up a living substance. When he put it all together, it does not have life. And no matter how brilliant a design is, an invention is, it does not have life. It will not grow, it will not develop, it is not alive. Life is one of the great mysteries. But what the Word declares to us and what all science is busy trying to demonstrate is that God alone is the source of life. Jesus is life. Plants have life. He gave it to them. Animals have life. He gave it to them. You see, Jesus stands at the beginning and at the end of every human life. In the book, Purpose Driven Life, by Pastor Rick Warren, no? Sinulat po niya to, no? For thousands of years, brilliant philosophers have discussed and speculated about the meaning of life. But when it comes to the purpose of life, even the wisest philosophers are guessing. Dr. Hugh Moorhead, a philosophy professor of Northeastern Illinois University, okay, once wrote to 250 of the best well-known philosophers, scientists, writers, intellectuals in the world, asking them what is the meaning of life. And he then published their responses in a book. And some of them offered their best guesses. Some admitted that they just made it up, and others were honest enough to admit that they were clueless. Malamang hindi po nila pinadalan si Pastor Alfred kasi masasagot po ni Pastor Alfred yan, eh, no? But fortunately, there is an alternative to speculation about the meaning and the purpose of life, and it is called revelation. Revelation. We can turn to what God has revealed about life in His Word. The easiest way to discover the purpose of an invention is to ask the creator of it. And the same is true for discovering the meaning and the purpose of life. We have to go to the source and ask God. And in John 1:4, we see in Him was life. In Christ who was life. And so only in Jesus can we have a true, meaningful life. For many, life is nothing more than time spent between birth and death, an endless time of working and toiling until you're dead, tired. And probably for some, it is a retiratory, boring life, the hope of having until the end. People are trying to find life probably in pleasure. Life is having your dream house, a luxurious vacation, diba? Take a cruise, travel for more around the world, around the Philippines. And there's really no problem with those. Many people have done this though, and yet still remain empty. People have tried to find life in performance and possession. Work, success, dream job, career is life, promotion, status in life. But guess what? There was a Wimbledon tennis champion thought all his life that winning this major tournament would result in life as he had never known it. He said, following his championship, the thrill of victory lasts about 15 minutes. The thrill of victory lasts about 15 minutes. A myth has circulated for years that says success produces life. But the truth of the scripture states, man is always working, yet never satisfied. Some people would try to find life in their pursuits. Some people are deluded into thinking that if they stay busy enough, their phase of life remains at an intense level, they will discover life. Yet all people find is what? Stress, ulcers, and heart attacks. Some people would find life in possessions. But the Bible says the one who loves money is never satisfied with money. And whoever loves wealth is never satisfied with income. This too is futile. Have you ever asked yourself, why is it that if I have more money than I ever had before, yet have less contentment up until today? Why? Because the truth of the matter is life is not found in pleasure. Life is not found in performance. Life is not found in position, in pursuits, or possession. Life is found in the person of Jesus Christ. In Him was life. You see, we were made by God and for God. And until we understand that, life will never make sense. In Him was life. Jesus says time and time again that He is the giver of life, the author of life, the source of life. John 10:10 says, the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. And here's what Jesus said, I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. You see, God has come close to us in Jesus Christ. We don't have to struggle to find God. He came to us. And why did Jesus come? Why was Jesus born? What's the purpose of Christmas, the birth of Christ? That we, His creation, may find life in Him and have it abundantly. You see, in Him we have life. And that life was the light of men. Therefore, without Christ, we are dead and in darkness. We are lost without Christ. We cannot live without Christ. And that's why those wise men, they have to travel across nations, cross deserts, and seas to find Christ. Why? Because they were not only searching for the King of the Jews, they were looking for the source of life. The eternal God, the creator of all things in human flesh. And that's why when they saw the star, they were filled with joy because finally they will see this child. How about the shepherds? A lowly group of people, marginalized people, unwanted by the society. They cannot be trusted. Their words are not acceptable in courts. They cannot be witnesses. But when the shepherds seen this baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger, they cannot contain that joy, that excitement. And what did they do? They began to spread the news of the birth of Christ to every people they could meet. And when they went back to their flocks, they glorified and praised God for all that they have seen and heard. That encounter with Jesus changed their lives. They were still shepherds, stinky and all, but there was life in them upon encountering Christ. No one could stop them from spreading the good news of the birth of Christ. How about Simeon? When Jesus was being presented to the temple, and Simeon, being led by the Spirit, went to the temple. And Simeon was a devout person. He was eagerly awaiting for the Messiah to come. He was longing for Christ. He was longing for their Savior. And here's what it says in Luke 2:28 to 31. Simeon was there. He took the child in his arm, praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, now let your servant die in peace. As you have promised, I have seen your salvation, which you have prepared for all people." Look at this. Simeon was longing for Christ. And when Simeon met Jesus, this baby, you know what? He was ready to die and die in peace after he encountered the source of life. His longing was fulfilled and he was ready to depart in peace. Why? Because he had encountered Christ. Christ, the source of life. You see, in Christ, we have life. But you may say, am I not alive? I am breathing. My heart is pumping blood. Yes, it is true. We all have life. The life that was given to us when God created us and breathed in us. We became living beings. And this is what we call the bios kind of life. It refers to the duration of life. One lifespan. The time between one's birthday and one's death day. When we were born, we were given bios life, an earthly biological life. But the problem is, we sin against God. And we rebel against God. Though we were created in the image of God, sin causes death in our lives. And that's why Jesus has to came down here on earth. Matthew 1:21. "She will bear a son and you shall call his name Jesus." Why? "For he will save his people from their sins." And that is one of the purpose why Christ came. Because he wants to redeem our lives and give us this kind of life that comes from Christ alone. You see, there is more to life than existing. More than living or dying. More than making it through the day. Kung kilala mo si Stephen Curtis Chapman, alam mo yung song na yan. But Jesus came that we may have life and have it to the full. In him was life. And this is not just a biological life, but a Zoe kind of life. This is everlasting life that comes from Christ. Life from the dead and beyond the grave. A life that is freed from the power of sin. A redeemed life. You see, when we were born again, when we were born, we were given bios kind of life. But when we were born again, we are given Zoe kind of life. to be in Christ, to know Him and who He is and what He means is to have a Zoe kind of life. There is a new vitality, a new meaning, a new energy, a new purpose, significance, outlook, a new hope, a new door, a new joy, a new life. And they were experienced by the wise men, by the shepherds. They were experienced by Simeon and a whole lot of people. And guess what? God wants us to experience that today also. You see, in Christ and in Christ alone, we can have life. A meaningful life and an eternal life. And so when John introduces his gospel, he wants us to understand this. That this child wrapped in clothes who was born in Bethlehem, He is the eternal God. He is the creator of all things. And He is the source of all life. And when He came not as a tyrant ruler, not as a pompous king, but as a lowly, humble servant. Born not in the grandeur of a palace, but born in a stinky manger. And He came not full of power and pride. He came full of grace and truth. He came full of grace and truth. And He came for you and I. That we may experience life and life in its fullness that can only be found in Him and in Him alone. Amen. And so this Christmas, let Jesus be the longing of our hearts and the very goal of our lives. This Christmas, and not just this Christmas, let Jesus be the longing of our hearts and the goal of our lives. How should we respond to this? How should we respond to this child born in a manger? I believe the proper response is, just like those wise men, just like those shepherds, the proper response is worship. Having encountered Christ, who is life, who is our life, I believe there's no better response than to worship Him. To give Him praise. To give Him the honor that is due His name. And not just to worship Him, but to pursue Him. To continually know the depth of His love. To continually know His promises in our lives. His plan, His good, blessing, and perfect will in our lives. Why? Because He came for you and I. Amen. Let's just pray right now. Lord, in the name of Jesus, thank you. Lord, thank you for coming down here on earth. We don't have to struggle, Lord, how we can find you. We don't have to struggle how to know you. Lord, you have demonstrated exactly who you are, how you relate with other people when you came down here on earth in Christ Jesus. Full of grace and truth. And so, Lord, would you help us to continually appreciate what you've done for us? Would you enable us to continually be in awe and be grateful and thankful because of who you are for us? That you are here for us, that you will not leave us nor forsake us, that you continually wanted to give us life and have its life in its fullness. Lord, thank you for your goodness. Thank you for saving us. Thank you for coming and rescuing us, Lord. Thank you, God. Lord, hindi ka nagdalawang isip na bumaba dito sa lupa para magkatawang tao, para iligtas kami sa aming mga kasalanan so that we, your people, will be saved, we would be redeemed, and that we would be able to spend eternity knowing you and just having that joy everlasting forevermore. Lord, thank you. Help us to continually pursue you in our lives. One last group of people I want to pray for. You see, if you're watching right now, and you might be thinking, man, I have tried to find life probably in your possession, in pleasure, in position, or even in other person. But the truth of the matter is, you can only find a true, meaningful life in Christ alone. Only in Christ. And this is the reason why Jesus Christ came down here on earth. That's why there is Christmas. Because He wants to save you from yourself. And He wants to save you from your sin. The greatest gift you could ever receive this season is the gift of Christ. Will you humble yourself? And would you say, Jesus, I want you to be in my life. You are my life. And I want to know the fullness of life that you have in store for me. And if you're one of those people, would you please pray this prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus, Lord, I repent of all my sin. I have tried to live this life for myself and for myself alone. But Lord, today I've realized that life only comes from you, O Jesus. And so I'm humbling myself today, Jesus. I need you in my life. I need you to hold me, to sustain me. I need you to save me from my sins and grant me that gift of life, the gift of abundant life and eternal life. Lord Jesus, be the Lord. Be the master of my life. Help me to know you more. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And amen. If you pray that prayer, pwede po bang just say, I pray that prayer, or just wave so that some of our pastors and staff will be able to contact you and explain to you more about the decision that you have made. Again, what child is this? That child in the manger. He is the eternal God. He is the creator of all things. And He is the source of all life. And that's why Christmas is still the most wonderful time of the year, because of that baby in the manger. Once again, Merry, Merry Christmas. And even as we close this message, let me just speak a blessing to you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious to you and looks with favor towards you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Let's proclaim Christ in all the people that we know. God bless you. See you again next week.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.